Daniel is a former youth and community work student who has kindly volunteered to talk to you about his experience as a dyslexic student here at the University of Cumbria. Daniel, before we start, are you happy to record this interview and for it to go on Blackboard?
Yes, I am.
Great. Could you begin by explaining what made you suspect that you might be dyslexic?
Well, my tutor feedback from my assignments were that my spelling was an issue and I was getting quite poor grades.
So if a student knows or suspects that they may have dyslexia or another specific learning difficulty like dyspraxia, ADHD or Asperger syndrome, what should they do next?
They should go straight to the iZone and make an appointment with a LIS advisor.
So after you had your appointment with the LIS advisor, you had an assessment with an educational psychologist. Was the whole process easy to navigate?
Yes, the whole process was very clear and easy to understand. I was screened for dyslexia and then I had a full assessment with an educational psychologist.
And how long did that whole process take?
Well, from start to finish, it took about 16 to 18 weeks.
Mm. And could you get any help in the meantime?
Yes. I had assignments due in and I was given an hour a week tuition, which was very helpful.
Good. So eventually then you were awarded the Disabled Students Allowance. Can you just say a little bit about what's included in that package?
I was given funding tuition, I was given software to go on a laptop, I was also given training on the equipment because that's vital. The university actually gave me other measures to help, such as giving me extended library loans and exam concessions.
From the feedback that we get from students, it seems that the most valued part of the DSA package is the one-to-one tuition that LIS advisors offer. What was your experience there?
This was very helpful indeed, and I would say that the one-to-one tuition was the most valuable. I saw an immediate improvement in my grades, it gave me greater self-confidence, and it also equipped me with life skills for the future to take into the world of work.
Well, that sounds good. Can you just say a little bit about what happens in a typical tuition session? Because I know that some students are probably wondering, you know, what goes on and what it's like.
Well, the first thing that happens, you have to draw up an individual learning plan with the LIS advisor so that the sessions can be tailored more closely to your needs. In mine, we covered things such as referencing, essay planning, structure of assignments, we did revision, exam techniques, and when it came to writing my dissertation, their help was invaluable.
So this tuition wasn't just about study skills in isolation. The LIS advisors also talked to your subject tutors. Could you comment on that?
Yes, I found it very helpful to know that there was transparency in what was going on, and I wasn't just having one-to-one sessions in isolation.
So the LIS advisors try to make links with your academic tutors, but also try to look beyond university to what happens afterwards. Now, you've said that you've developed life skills which have helped you in work. Well, some students are concerned that they may be disadvantaged in some way if they tell their employer that they have a specific learning difficulty. Can you say anything about your experience of dyslexia in the workplace?
Well, I've just been successful in getting a new job, and I disclosed my dyslexia to my employer straight away, and they were quite impressed that I'd taken the initiative to go and seek help to recognise my needs, my study needs, and be proactive in seeking help.
So it wasn't a drawback for you at all?
Not in any way, no. Mm. They've been very helpful.
When you look back on the whole experience, is there anything that you wish had been handled differently? Anything else that could have been done to make the experience a more positive one?
The whole experience, as far as I'm concerned, has been a very positive one, but I'm sure that there are some students out there who don't know or are not very aware of the nature of the service which is offered. So I would say to them, get straight down to the iZone and book an appointment so that you can find out more about it and get the support that you need for your course.
Right. And finally then, thank you very much for sharing your experiences. Can I just repeat what Daniel said? If you suspect or know that you have a specific learning difference, please do get in touch with the LIS advisors for learning development, either at the iZone or the one-stop shop on your account using these numbers.
Yeah.
The sooner the better. Thank you, Dan. Anything here you don't feel happy about broadcasting?
No, I'm happy with everything.